Welcome to another episode of the VIP Life with Lady Jane herself. Glad you could join me. Let's get straight into this episode. So how's everyone doing? I've been okay. I've been well-ish. I'm not liking this lockdown situation. Honestly, I live in Leicester, as I've mentioned in my previous podcasts. And we're still in lockdown. And I mean, oh, did I say I also live in the center of Leicester? So my life basically revolves around the city center. And most of the things are closed. It's just a weird time. And then this weekend, shops were open, places were open. But then there's all these restrictions. It's like we're waiting for authorization. I mean, since when do we actually get, oh, you can wear your face mask now? Oh, hold on. No, you don't need to wave. It's just confusing, and the government is not helping either. But that's just been my week. I feel like I just need to rumble about this PR stunt that our government is playing on us. Honestly, I feel like this is a PR stunt. By last week, I hear that Leicester numbers had gone down. Then all of a sudden, we're told, no, your lockdown is going to be an extension. For what reason? For what? This is hearsay. I hear that the mayor probably is not in good books with the people high up. So I hear, but don't quote me. It's alleged. But yeah, it's just been weird. You know, everywhere you go, every person you talk to, the first topic, I guess it's the elephant in the room, it's, oh, how is everything with corona? Now it's not, hi, how are you doing? It's, how are you dealing with corona? It's become part and parcel of our DNA now. It's become, oh, whatever you do, whatever you say, that is thrown in somehow. Anyway, that does not deter me from having my favorites of the week. I still have a life. I still go on. Well, you're just not gonna wait for things to happen if you can't do them yourself. So I read an article a few weeks ago. I've just been putting that article aside. It was, I'm gonna talk about it soon. It was about disability and how people relate generally. It's like this COVID has made so many people disabled, more of walk in the shoes of disabled people. And there was a line there that said, if you need external attention, I'm going to paraphrase it, if you need external attention to feel good or to validate you or something along those lines, you are disabled. Because so many people are living in this anxious, because anxiety went top of the roof. And it, people don't realize that most disabled people live like that, because your life becomes an uncertainty. Anyway, I'm going to talk about that in another podcast, but I just thought I'd mention it. I felt, oh, yeah, I don't know how many people out there are not okay. So I'm just going to ask, how are you? Just review your emotions, see how you're doing. I'm genuinely asking how you're doing, because you never know. Maybe no one has even asked you how you're doing today. So it's just nice to hear someone else just go, hey, wait, how are you doing? How are things? And I noticed, I was having a chat with my friend. We're so used to saying, hey, how are you doing? And the next automatic answer is, I'm good, I'm fine. But if you're not fine, please just say you're not fine. I'm guilty for this, but I'm now trying not to sugarcoat things. If I'm not okay, I'll tell you, hey, I'm not okay. Well, of course, I don't tell everyone and all the strangers and all. No, but there's a way you talk, especially to people that are around you and know you. they'll know that you're not okay. So this week I've been watching and listening to Westlife. So my watching, I've been watching Westlife videos. My listening, I've been listening to Westlife music. Two in one kind of thing. I am a diehard fan for Westlife. I grew up watching and listening to Westlife. I grew up dying for Westlife, and I was just that groupie kind of person. I had their CDs. I believe I have one till today. I'll just sing along to every single song. Some of them I don't remember the lyrics, but oof, those times, those days, you'd listen to Westlife. Even now, actually, listen to Westlife and you're like, oh, I want to fall. Oh, well, I am falling in love again. It's nice. It's a boy band. For those that don't know who Westlife are, and they broke up and then they came back again. They were going on tour this year. I was supposed to go watch them in June. They were even coming. They had a date in Leicester. I was so excited. But Corona happened, you know. Should call her Madame Rona. Anyway, whatever. So yeah, that's what I've been watching and listening, reading. I'm still reading stuff about on Maya Angelou. I finished Mom and I. I read a few other books and also read some poems. I've read some essays. She also did some essays, but I'm not too much into essays. A book is enough for me. I went back and read Why I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. I've watched the movie several times. I've read the book, but I just felt, okay, let me read it again. There's also like a children's version to that book, so I read that. And it's, as I say, it's been all things Maya Angelou for me this month. So this coming week, I'm not sure yet what I'm gonna read or listen to, but I will put that in check. This week I have been loving something that I took up on Monday. In fact, this was Sunday night. Last weekend, one of my cousins in law has been doing this challenge called the 21 day abundance challenge. I never knew what that was. I just thought, what is this? So I signed up for it. She just needed like cheerleading kind of thing. So I signed up for it. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna do it with you. So day one, what it is, it is a meditation challenge. So you do it for 21 days and you just pair about 15 minutes a day, just 15 minutes, and you do different tasks every day. They're all about you and the people around you, the growth, what you put out there, what you receive, all those things about being mindful. So if you're into meditation stuff, if you're into mindfulness, check it out. I don't know where she got it from, but she's been guiding us through it. And that's been good. So every single day there's a challenge, there's a task, and there's a challenge of meditating for 15 minutes. Usually I meditate about 2 to 3 times a week religiously. Like for real, I find it very mind clearing. I never ever did this before until my husband actually introduced me to this when we were courting. We would just go to the park, lie down in silence and meditate. Sometimes we'll do it for 10 minutes. Sometimes we'll do it for half an hour. I think the maximum we did it for was like 40 minutes and we slept. We actually both dozed off. But it was one of those moments that sort of bonded us even more. I can stand, I can do this with you. I can stand just being in silence with you. It clears your mind. It does. It really does. I understand why people do mindfulness and meditation early in the morning or late in the day, but there's this, you can do them in bits. Like, you can just take 5 minutes, shut everything out, and just breathe. Just breathe. You can do it on the bus, you can do it in your house. So I've picked up that sort of routine during, especially if I'm having a busy day. I can just take 5 minutes because my eyes need a constant break. So I can just take 5 eyes, I'll close my eyes, and I will just be in silence and meditate. I love it. I love it. I don't know why I never ever did this before, but now I find that I enjoy it more. I guess it's because I understand what it is. So the other thing I've been loving, I have mentioned in my previous episodes that I am doing a leukemia project. So if you know anyone who's gone through leukemia or their family has gone through leukemia, tell them that I'm doing a Zoom/Facebook project where we're putting people in a safe space. They can talk about stuff, they can listen to other survivors, they can listen to people that have gone through it before, that have cared for people who've gone through leukemia. And I'm looking for so many people that, well, so far the last one was really a success. We had about, this was more of a pilot session. We had about over 30 people show up on Zoom. We had another 160 people on Facebook Live. It was amazing. It was just in awe. So I've been doing research and I've been looking for people to join the group. My sweet mom always connects me to people like that. She's just amazing with people. So yeah, if you know anyone, just direct them to me. And as I said before, if you know anyone who's blind, visually impaired, come on, direct them to me. I would love to meet them. I'd love to have a conversation with them. It would be nice just to be in that space with people. This are just my two causes that I'm very passionate about. You'll hear me talk about them more often, and that's just me. Thanks for listening. Hey, hold up, have you subscribed yet? Wherever you listen to this podcast, come on, just subscribe and share it with your friends if you can. Direct them to maybe your favorite podcast. Make this your favorite podcast. Bye.